Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Can you see why I chose her as an announcer? What a lovely voice, lovely lady. Thank you, Mary. The number to call, if you would like to call with a plant question for Dr. George Ray McEachern, our guest this morning, the number to the here to the radio station, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. George Ray is the estate fruit pecan specialist, has been so for several decades, and he is the best authority we have anywhere on fruit and pecans for the state of Texas. And so we're very grateful for his taking time today. And right now we're joined by Tucker Reed, and I hold the same high esteem for Tucker. I sent a plant list to Tucker the other day to check some scientific names and even accepted common names on annuals because he's my go-to guy for that. So, Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
Tucker is horticulture manager of the Dallas Arboretum, and knowing that Dr. McEachern is fruit and pecan all day today, he has stepped aside from his class that he's been teaching here on Sunday mornings, and we'll resume that next Sunday. You're going to talk about one of the edibles available to look at the Dallas Arboretum, loquat. Tell us about it.
We are, and this is Ariel Batria japonica. This is a shrub that, you know, you and I discussed this week. Sometimes we're going to lose this shrub, but it's on the edge of hardiness here. It's certainly worth using in the landscape. It's an evergreen, large shrub, small tree, depending on how you prune it. It can get 15 to 30 foot tall. It can get 10 to 15 foot wide. It's not going to do that fast, and probably because of our winters, you're probably never going to see that. We're going to kill them sooner or later. But it's certainly worth, again, replant this plant. This is an awesome coarse-textured plant that's not going to blend into this landscape. It's going to stand out like a star that it is. Because when you get the fruit, it's awesome. And I'm not even a fruit eater. I don't eat a lot of fruit. I eat a lot of vegetables. I blame my mother for that because she gave me vegetables when I was a child. And now I have an issue with texture on fruits. But I do like this one. This one has a little mango, citrusy flavor, a little bit of peach flavor maybe into it. Mm-hmm. So it's actually really fun to do. You're not going to get it every year. This year is not going to be a year we're getting.
No, I don't think so. I think
it's not going to happen.
Yeah, they have frozen. It's called Japanese plum is another name for it, and I've had preserves made from loquat, and they're good. They're really good.
Yeah.
All right, where will we see them at the Dallas Arboretum?
You're going to find them in the on the Paseo, and you're also going to find them in the Lay Ornamental Garden.
All right, so the Paseo is the main walk, folks, as you walk. And where on the Paseo?
It's actually on the Paseo extension that's going on to the Children's Garden. So
okay.
You'll have to go on to the new part of the Paseo.
So, and if you're at the Lay Ornamental Gardens, you're down at that end of the garden too. So both of them down at that same end. That's good. Dallas Blooms kicks in 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks. Oh,
less
Tucker.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be a busy 3 weeks right now.
Yeah, I can imagine. And that is a huge bulb display. And early things start with the first warm weather. It'll come later this week, we hope.
So, we hope.
Yeah, I know. I was being optimistic for you. It's going to be beautiful, folks. Dallas Blooms is a major, major, major event for the state of Texas, not just for the Arboretum. And the Children's Adventure Garden is closed for some repairs that are going on, some maintenance, and then it will reopen before Dallas Blooms. Education, tell us a little bit.
There's three classes that are coming up in the next couple of weeks, fittingly. One of them is called Pulp Fiction. It's going citrus in North Texas. The other two that that I'm highlighting today, one that's talking about elements of Asian design for the garden, as well as with the holiday, with the Valentine's holiday coming up, there's one about giving gifts of chocolate.
All right. And how does somebody sign up for those classes?
You go onto the website at DallasArboretum.org, go to the education tab and look for the adult education, and you can sign up and register there.
All right. How does somebody find the Dallas Arboretum, Tucker? You guys are open today. Anybody wants to come out and have a picnic beneath the pecan trees?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit, and it'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and head south and follow the green signs.
All right. The website is DallasArboretum.org. What is the information phone number?
It's 214-515-6500.
Folks, I'm going to give you a suggestion in case you don't hear us before Dallas Blooms opens. When you go to Dallas Blooms early in its 6 or 8 week run, join the Dallas Arboretum, become a member, a family membership, because then you can go back any day of the year for the next year at no additional charge. And there are a lot of other benefits that go with that. Dallas Blooms changes every week. There's something new. I mean, completely different look of the Arboretum. And so you'll want to go three or four times just then for that event, and not to mention all the other things. So become a member of the Dallas Arboretum. Had to sneak that one in on you, Tucker. I appreciate you, my friend. You're wonderful. Thanks for doing this one. You bet. Talk to you next week. Tucker Reed, horticulture manager of the Dallas Arboretum. Sponsored, I'm amazed that we got this far into the program and hadn't mentioned Womack Nursery, because they are a source of everything you hear George Ray talking about. Womack Nursery, generations of a great nurseryman at 2551 State Highway 6 in De Leon, Texas. Now, you say, well, I don't know if I want to drive to De Leon. It's 4 hours, 5 hours from the Metroplex. You don't have to. They ship by mail order, and they will be happy to dig and ship to you. Some of their pecan varieties now are running very low supply, if not sold out for this year. There's quite a drain on pecan plants for commercial growers. But let me tell you, nobody grows better than Womack Nursery in De Leon. Nobody offers a better selection. Nobody cares more about the quality of what they're selling. Nobody will come closer to matching up with every Texas A&M recommendation. Now, you can order by phone, or you can call and get their catalog. Actually, I'd go online. But the phone number is 254-893-6497. 254-893-6497, or you can look at them online at womacknursery.com. Don't be doing that during church, though, because there's about a 1 minute, 1 second, 2 second interlude of music right at the beginning of it. So turn the sound off. womacknursery.com. W-O-M-A-C-K nursery.com. Womack Nursery, 2551 State Highway 6 in De Leon, open 6 days a week. I hope you'll shop from them. They're the best. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. Visiting Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M, and we have George from Keene, who went through the newscast with us. George, this is Neil with George Ray. Good morning.
Thank you, Neil. Yes. This is a wonderful opportunity.
Oh, it is. He's great.
I'm a guy who is trying to raise apples in Texas. Maybe I'm a fool. But I planted 80 apple trees on grafted onto dwarf. And of the 80, 5 years ago, of the 80, there are about 10 of them still alive. What should I be doing? Just forget about apples entirely?
Oh, no, sir. You're a good man. What we have in the state of Texas, it gets hot and it gets dry. So we need to have, and this is for all fruit growers, not just the people interested in apples or anything else. We need to have a larger root system than we have top, to, so that we can have water when it's dry and when it's hot. Dwarfed apples have a limited root system. It's great in a cold climate. It's great in a moderate or a warm climate. When you move to a warm climate, we want the opposite. We want a massive root system and a moderate or limited top. So we use M111 rootstock for apples in Texas, and that gives us a big root, and we can keep the top pruned back. You're on the right track in growing apples. We love apples. They do well. You get a lot of chilling. So don't be disheartened. Just go to a big root and a small top. You want to do the opposite of what you did the first round.
What are the three or four best varieties for him in Keene, Texas, George Ray?
Well, we actually, as you and I talked the other day, we've now made a complete revolution in apples. The sustainable apple that never dies is called Holland, but it ripens early and it has limited quality. You buy what you buy at the store. Gala does a fabulous job in Texas. We can go. Jonna Gold does real good. It's and Fuyu. Those are the three that I would concentrate on. Now, there's some people that like a real acidic acid that stores well, and then we go with Granny Smith there.
Okay. All right. George, that help you?
That helps. Let me just give you a little more. The pH is 6.5. It's sand, 2 feet of sand over orange clay. Does that make a difference?
Well, you did better. If you'd have had a thinner soil or a heavier soil, they'd have died a lot faster. So you were going in the right direction. It just took a little longer to go. But try to get a lot of nurseries carry only 104 rootstock. But if you can, try to get apples on a 111. And there 111. Are some specialty nurseries that have that. If Walmart's, who Neil just talked about, if Walmart's does not have it, you can always go to Stark Brothers in Louisiana, Missouri.
Yeah, these came from Stark, and I use Walmart all the time. They're wonderful.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
There's
your
an unpaid testimony.
We love it, George, and hopefully that gives you some good direction. The pH of 6.5 takes cotton root rot out of the mix. That's a problem for some of us.
That's correct. Yeah. That's a good thing.
All right, we're going to come to Dave in Baird, our next call up, and then Ray in Carrollton. Stay with us. Ray has a grapefruit tree variety question, wondering what he can grow in a pot in Carrollton. I'll give you that head start so you can be thinking about that one, George Ray. That'll be our second call after the break.
All right.
Folks, let me tell you right now about the book that I have been working on. I'll be very candid. I turned into my editor yesterday morning the last of the text of any of the major chapters. I have a very short introduction that I need to write, but basically I have done all of the writing for the book. That's how close we are to getting it ready to go to the printer. It's almost 100 pages longer than we thought it would be, and that is why it may be a couple weeks later than I had hoped and promised. But hopefully folks will forgive us when they see the book. $24.95, it will be called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It is not a rehash of my boot book, Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That book is 23 years old, and it has sold very well, and I'm very grateful for that. But boy, it is time for an update. A lot of things have changed from 23 years ago. This book has a completely different format. It is very user-friendly with a ton of charts and lists and bullets and things to give you the information very, very quickly. All of the information from my annual gardening calendars of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray, that's all in this book. But instead of 12 pages, one per month, we have 48 pages, four per month. And then all the information on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, fruit, vegetables, and turf grass. You're going to find this to be a book that will really help you garden successfully. $24.95 is the pre-print price, and I've held to that in spite of the page count increase. So $24.95 plus $7 postage. Now, that's for the book. If you want an even better deal, you can get my magazine at half price if you buy it at the same time that you buy the book. That's a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, written just for the state of Texas, both of these. And that price is $36.90 for the magazine subscription and the book. Satisfaction completely guaranteed, or I will refund every penny. Not to be sold in stores. They won't be sold on Amazon. This is sold by calling my magazine office before 10 today, before the price goes up. Once I commit to a number of copies that we're going to print, the price goes up, and it will never come back to $24.95 or $36.90 again. NeilSperry.com is my website, and you can order anytime today on that, NeilSperry.com. But my magazine office is open only until 10, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Come by and check out their Chihuly-inspired glass pieces, a wonderful addition to your pond. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net. Creative Water Gardens at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
Before you trim trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, call Encore, O-N-C-O-R, Encore at 888-313-6862. They will help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. You don't want to get near the power lines. It's amazing. You can send a pole pruner up into a tree and not realize, oh my goodness, there's a power line right there. Do not work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. Tree limbs in contact with high voltage power lines can be conductors, and you can be a conductor, and those two things added together, it's not good for you. If trees making contact with the power line causing sparking or a fire, that's an immediate need to call 911 and to clear out of there, get out of that area. And before you dig in your yard for shrubs, trees, or fence posts, or any other kind of construction, you need to call before you start digging, especially if you're going to be putting in trenches. Goodness sakes. Call 811 at least 2 business days. They'll come out and flag the areas where the power lines are. You don't want that surprise. So that's 811, 2 business days before. 911 if you see smoke or fire. 888-313-6862 if you just need guidance on how to do the job safely. Encore.com.
This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
North Haven Gardens has a wide selection of organic seed potatoes that can be planted through February on Saturday, February 8. North Haven will have classes and events throughout the day starting 9 to 11:30. North Haven Gardens will host the North Haven Gardens School of Gardening, focusing on basics of home ornamental beds and borders. The cost is $34.99, and each attendee will receive a $10 NHG gift card. Register today by calling 214-363-5316. That's on Saturday, February 8, and that's going to be their School of Gardening. Basics of Home Ornamental Beds and Borders. It is 214-363-5316. Garden Coach Kay Nelson will host an introduction to North Haven Gardens Garden Coach program from 11 to 11:30. Get acquainted with Kay. She can help you choose the right plants for the right places. That's one of the big features of North Haven Gardens. Cynthia Kugler from Flower Child Plants will be offering her unique terrarium-inspired necklaces at North Haven Gardens from 11 until 3. Now, that is a sentence I don't think I would ever have expected. These necklaces make an excellent gift for your special Valentine. That's unique terrarium-inspired necklaces. Susan Soaps and More will sell her handcrafted products at North Haven Gardens for good-for-you skin ingredients. Go to nhg.com for a complete listing of all the classes and events. That's next Saturday, February 8. They have gardening classes throughout the year. Keep an eye on the events calendar. They're at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central. It's always warm in that greenhouse, and they have everything for you there at North Haven Gardens. 214-363-5316, nhg.com. We are visiting today with Dr. George Ray McEachern of Texas A&M, the fruit and pecan specialist. Dave in the city of Baird is with us next. Dave, thanks for waiting. How can George Ray help you?
Yes, about 10 or 12 years ago, I transplanted a native pecan tree up to my house from the pecan bio. And it was about an 8-inch diameter by 12 or 15-foot tall tree. And I've managed to keep it alive through the drought, but it just really hasn't grown much at all. And I was wondering if there was anything, any kind of a program I should be on, fertilization or whatever. I'm not particularly interested in the pecan crop, but mostly for shade.
Yes, sir. We have a real hard time moving big trees. Mm-hmm. Now, down at Las Cruces and El Paso and to a degree at Fort Stockton, when you can move a tree with a 6-foot ball on it, we can move those. But when you move a tree that big at Baird, Texas, it's going to be hard to move a 6-foot ball. Here's what they do in the West. They give the tree 6 inches of water once a week for three years with a little levee, a little 1 or 2 foot levee, 6 or 8 feet from the trunk out beyond the perimeter of the original ball. And then that allows them to water to soak in and stay wet. Another big demand for moving big trees, you have to move same soil to same soil. And quite frequently, the soil is not the same. And that means you're going to have, just like you had, real slow growth. What I suggest you do is go back down to the Pecan Bayou there at Baird and dig up a tree that's about 6 foot tall. dig as much root as you can out, bring it back, plant it, and then cut the top off about a foot from the ground. And that will be a gigantic tree in 5 or 6 years.
You get a 20-foot tall pecan faster from that 6-foot one that you cut back to a foot than you will from an 18-foot tall one, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
We cannot move big trees, and I hate to give you this bad news. You know, it's hard for me to do, but it is, in fact, the way you got to go.
Pecans are difficult to move, Dave.
Okay, well, I appreciate the info.
The old Professor Fred R. Bryson had a saying, transplanting a pecan tree is a rendezvous with death.
I think you beat death anyway on that one, Dave, but hang in there. Thank you, sir. Ray and Carrollton, you're next. How can George Ray help you?
Yes, good morning. Is there a variety of grapefruit that I could grow in a container in the Dallas area?
Yes, sir. You want to grow Ruby Red. Or you can do the new thing and go Star Ruby, and you might get me started. The reason we have all the grapefruit in the Lower Rio Grande Valley now has shifted from Ruby Red grapefruit, which was a light pink fruit, to a real bright pink, a hot pink, almost a red fruit called Star Ruby. Now, the new ones taste sweeter because they have less acid, but some people like a grapefruit that is both sweet and acid. So if you like the sweet and acid, go with the Ruby Red. If you want the newer ones, like the kind you buy at the store, you go with Star Ruby.
Okay.
Now, again, a grapefruit, make sure you have them in a big container, 25-gallon or more, and you've got to be in a position to move it easily into and out of the garage so you can protect it from the cold.
Yes, I do that with my Meyer lemon and my Satsuma orange. Just move them in and out, depending on the temperature.
Another little hint to you. On these grapefruit, they will fruit. Let them go ahead and fruit. On a tree that size, you may have 10 or 15, maybe 20 big old grapefruit. This fruit reduces growth and keeps the tree small, which is what you want. And never, never fertilize them to where you'll stimulate growth. You want to keep the tree relatively small so it'll be portable.
Okay. And what kind of potting mix would you recommend for the container?
I would put a heavy gravel in the bottom for about 4 or 5 inches, and then just go down and buy potting soil.
Okay.
And usually you pay for what you get when you're buying potting soil. There's some that's kind of a little better grade than the other, and I would go with what your nurseryman recommends.
Okay, and also I was wondering if you could recommend which one of the smooth Texan nectaring varieties would you recommend for Dallas, 1, 2, or 3?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I have a zero. I don't recommend nectarines. I'm sorry.
Not going to be smooth. They're going to be all scarred up, you said.
Plant a peach. Plant a harvester peach, or plant a red globe peach, or plant a... sure crop peach, they will be far, far superior.
Thank you, Ray, very much for the call. We appreciate that. All right, we have half an hour left to Dr. George Ray McEachern. George Ray, I think, has had a little bit of time to start jotting down his choice of the 10 best fruit varieties. We did that last year. And George Ray, if you don't have time for that, you think you'll have time for that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's good.
You're ready to go.
He's ready. All right, we'll do that on the other side of the news after we take care of a couple of calls. We have John in Ennis, Michael in Burleson, and we have time for your calls also at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Dallas Plumbing Company has been providing plumbing services to Dallas and Fort Worth area homes and businesses since 1903, 111 years. Dallas Plumbing has earned multiple awards, including Consumer Choice Award winner, Best Plumber in D Magazine, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Dallas Plumbing has a complete kitchen and bath, faucet, and fixture showroom. You can talk with professionals who know their products and what will fit your plumbing needs and your plumbing, existing plumbing. And folks, I got to tell you, I've had Dallas Plumbing now as an advertiser for about 4 years, Dallas Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, and about 8 years ago, we did a major remodel of our home And that's where we shopped. I shopped there 4 years, 5 years, before they ever came aboard as an advertiser. In fact, we'd been shopping there before that, but everything in our house came from Dallas Plumbing Showroom, and it's fabulous. I hope that you will get by. You can find everything you need to know about at DallasPlumbing.com. DallasPlumbing.com. For all of your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs, call them at 214-340-6300. Go to the website again, DallasPlumbing.com, 214-340-6300. It's DallasPlumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
In 13 days, we will hold our 19th annual Home Landscape School all day on Saturday, February 15, sponsored by Rubel's Plants of Texas, Encore Electric Delivery, Monrovia Growers, Callaway's Nursery, Ag Power, John Deere McKinney, and Encore Azaleas and the Southern Living Plant Collections. And Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens and I will teach all day long that day from 9 until 5, Saturday, February 15. We'll teach you how to do a landscape plan to scale. We'll teach you how to design beds and the best trees and shrubs, annuals and perennials, vines and ground covers, and how to design a landscape and place the plants within your design. I would teach you entryway landscaping and patio landscaping, and you will select a project from your own home. You'll complete a working drawing, a plan that you can use to finish your own landscape. People tell us this is one of the best things they've ever gotten signed up for. It's $199 for one person, or if two people come from the same household, it's $239. You'll get a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional 2 weeks later, and that's where you'll leave with that working drawing. The cost of registration covers it all. We have probably a dozen or two seats left, so I encourage you to call right now. It's the same number that you would call to get your copy of my brand new book or the book and magazine offer. And that number is my magazine office at 1-800-752-GROW. Call to sign up for the Landscape School, 800-752-GROW. Call before 10 this morning, 800-752-4769. It's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Hey, Jerry Overton.
All right, Neil, thank you very much. TxDOT Local City starting to gear up. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. Our weather in touch forecast, we're looking for rain and freezing rain possible starting this morning, continuing throughout the afternoon. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are also possible during this time. Now, in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, we're really not looking for a lot of heavy sleet or snow, just possibly enough to cover the bridges and the overpasses, maybe some of the higher elevations of roadways, but still icy conditions are possible. To the north and the west of DFW, we're looking for 2 to 4 inches of snow and sleet accumulating. And the temperatures are in the mid to low 30s right now, expected to fall into the 20s by later on this afternoon. Currently, we have 33 degrees at DFW Airport. It is cloudy. Now checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch in Dallas. Still working an accident South Buckner Boulevard at Stonehurst. Also a new wreck on South Stemmons Freeway at I-30 westbound. In Fort Worth, police reporting a wreck on South Hewland Street. This is going to be at Westdale Drive. Well, we're getting reports of icy weather in Texas this morning, mainly to the north of the DFW area. The National Weather Service says radar is indicating heavy sleet falling from Jacksboro to Bowie, with accumulation of about a half an inch expected in the next hour or so. In the Metroplex, Robert LaFontaine with TxDOT says crews have been working overnight pre-treating bridges, especially in Denton and Collin counties.
We see some, great potential for some ice, maybe even snow on the roads in those counties.
At DFW Airport, everything is open, but about 560 in and outbound flights have already been canceled today. That's as the airport prepares for possible icy weather. Airport's David Magana says planes are now being de-iced, and the city of Dallas says level one sanding operations in Dallas will begin at noon. Again, we are looking for a high today of around 34 degrees, with the temperatures falling throughout the afternoon. It's cloudy, 33 degrees at DFW Airport. At the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry. I want to tell you about Encore Azaleas right now, so named because they bloom a couple of extra times. They come back for encores. That's really a special feature for Encore Azaleas. And I will mention to you that they are one of the sponsors of our Home Landscape School. Again, that registration phone number, if you'd like to call, is 800-752-GROW. Call before 10 today. It's the same number you'll call if you're interested in buying, pre-ordering my brand new book, Neil Sprey's Lone Star Gardening, 800-752-4769. Encore Azaleas, the world's best-selling reblooming azaleas. Rich, colorful flowers in spring, summer, and fall. They've been in the marketplace for more than 15 years. They are well known for hardy, low-maintenance color. They add vivid, multi-season color to the landscape. 29 varieties Buddy Lee has now found and introduced. Rich bloom colors. Lots of great sizes to choose from. Encore azaleas tolerate more sun than traditional azaleas, so they thrive in the Texas climate. Plant them where they'll get 4 to 6 hours of morning sun, a little bit of shade in mid-afternoon, and plant them in pure organic matter 18 inches deep. Ideally, half Canadian sphagnum peat moss and half finely ground pine bark mulch. Encore azaleas are beautiful. You'll find a lot of information on how to grow them at EncoreAzalea.com, and you'll also find a list of the dealers that handle them. You'll also find photographs of all of them so you can find exactly what you want. EncoreAzalea.com, they're gorgeous. They really have set the azalea world on its ear. EncoreAzalea.com.
Cold one day, warm the next. Yep, that's North Texas winter weather. Meteorologist Brad Barton has you covered. News Talk 820 AM, WBAP.
I wouldn't wish foundation problems on anyone, but if you have them, I am so grateful for the existence of a company called Advanced Foundation Repair. They fixed our house. They fixed my magazine office. I have been speaking on their behalf since 1995. I didn't do it just easily, though. I asked Fred Marshall for references, and I checked 15 people for whom he had done work and one person in the industry, and they all gave Advanced Foundation Repair all thumbs up. They just said this company is great. Now, they'll come to your home, do a very thorough inspection of your home. It's almost like a topographic mapping of your floor of your home, and they'll show you if you have foundation problems, right where those problems are. They'll tell you what it would cost to fix it, what they would be doing. They'll describe it thoroughly. If you there's no charge for that home inspection, even if you decide not to use their services. If they find that you do not have foundation problems, they promptly tell you that. Leave a card and say, if you have anything that comes up in the future, give us a call again. We'll be glad to come back and help. But if you have them do the work is guaranteed for the lifetime of the home. They lead their industry. FoundationRepairs.com. That's plural. FoundationRepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. If you call right now, you're going to get busy signal because they're full. Let's get right back into the phone lines. John in Ennis, Dr. George Ray McEachern is waiting for your question.
Yes, I live in Ennis, and I bought two Choctaw pine trees probably 8 to 10 years ago. Last 2 years got real good pecan production, but this summer, for some reason, the bark on the pecan trees is like it's peeling away. It hasn't fallen off, but it's peeling back from both trees. And I've got a native pecan about back, and it's doing fine.
George?
Okay, peeling bark is the most wonderful thing you can ever have on a pecan tree. It means, wow, I'm growing good, and I'm peeling off the old bark and putting on new bark. You're doing great. Don't worry about it. You got it made.
The bark is a dead tissue, John, and as the tree trunk expands, the bark has popped off. The only caveat I would put with that is if the tree is really stunted and there's decay, the bark will come off too, and you'll see decay beneath the split bark. But if you have new bark under there, you're doing great.
Well, hey, there's only one thing better. That it's growing so fast that the elasticity in the bark splits, and you'll have these vertical, zigzag, microscopic splits in the new bark. So Don't worry about it. I had a lady from Fort Worth pay a studio photographer to take pictures, paid $100 or more to mail me photographs because she couldn't believe that peeling bark was good. It's a good thing.
All right. I won't worry about that, though. Now, right. My smaller pecan tree, though, it has one vertical limb or branch that did die off, but the rest of them are fine.
Okay, here's the deal on pecans. We always get these double trunk vertical limbs. We want to, when you see that, the smaller they are, the better. Take one out and leave the other. And it's a industry-wide problem. It's a problem for homeowners. It's a problem for commercial growers. When you have two trunks on a pecan tree, two vertical, leave one and take the other one totally out.
Thank you, John, for the call. We need to keep moving. A lot of people here. Michael in Burleson. This is Neil with George Ray and with you. Good morning.
Good morning. George, I'm looking at dormant red raspberries down at Walnut Nursery, and they have the blackberry Bryson or Roseboro, both Tamu releases. What do you think about me growing that here in the Burleson area?
That'd be great. You don't have any problem with it. I will say this. We've got a brand new set of blackberries. And the best one is called Ouachita. It's spelled O-U-A-C-H-I-T-A. So Ouachita is better than the Dorman Red, better than the Roseboro or the Brazos.
Okay.
Michael, the Dorman Red Raspberry has very poor, you can hear him laughing,
bad quality.
Very poor flavor. It is a waste of space as far as I'm concerned. I'm sorry.
All right. Shall I mix the Bryson and the Roseboro?
You said I was rough on that guy a while ago. Now you're getting rough.
That was the most bitter disappointment when Benny Simpson gave me a handful of those. Saying, oh, those are terrible.
Okay.
All right.
I'll not get those.
But the Ouachita and the newer blackberries are really superior. In interviewing George about a month ago for my book for information, because I really needed his input, he just laid heavily on these new blackberry varieties.
Yeah, but they're thornless. Those don't produce like the thorns, do they?
Oh, yes, sir. Ouachita will produce very heavy crops. It's now the most widely propagated and planted blackberry in the world, Ouachita. Okay.
There you go, Michael.
We have to get it from Arkansas, though. Can't get it from Tamu. Huh?
No, well, Roseboro is good. Here's what happened. We've had four generations of blackberry breeders. The first two were with Texas. The second two are with University of Arkansas. So A&M has not been breeding blackberries for about 20 years, and Arkansas has picked it up and done a great job with Jim Moore first, who now lives in Arlington, by the way, and a real super guy. And then we've got the new man, Clark. John Clark is now the new blackberry breeder at Arkansas, and they're doing a fabulous job.
Michael, good things do happen in Arkansas. It's okay. It's all right.
All right.
Appreciate
all right.
your call. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
All right. We have I'm going to take one more call right now. We have Paul in Boyd wants to plant native pecan trees for you, George Ray. Let's see. Paul, you there?
Yes, I am.
Go for it.
Okay. I read Russell Smith's Tree Crops book, his old book, and I'm looking at, we've got a farm out here, and I'm looking at putting in a 20 or 30 acres of silvopasture pasture for my cattle and pigs using a combination of native pecans, native persimmon, and mulberries. And basically growing those up for mostly forage for the hogs shade for the trees. And one of my questions was thinking about grafting on some of the improved varieties of pecans onto those later and some of the oriental persimmons onto since we basically are growing some natives of both of those right now, so I know they grow well in our soils.
How can George Ray help you?
I want to know, generally, when would I want to start doing the grafting as far as, like, 3 years out?
Okay, here's the deal. I'll give you a quick run-through on the deal. On your property there, you need to build a terrace toward places down the side of the hill, if it has a hill or a low place, where you accumulate moisture is where all these three types of fruit, the mulberry, the persimmon, and the pecans, are going to do better. The second thing is you graft the pecan trees when they're growing fast. That's about the third or fourth year after you transplant. The variety of pecans you use in this sustainable type of deal will be there. It's called Caddo, C-A-D-D-O. It will make it with a natural, sustainable conditions the best. Now, on the persimmons, the best variety to plant will probably, you know, is the Eureka is the very best, but it'll be a small tree and the hogs will probably root it up and kill it. So you need to go with Hachia or you need to go with Tananashi on it. Now,
okay.
Womack sells a fruiting mulberry, and just go with their fruiting mulberry. It will give you more fruit than the other two.
Okay, thank
you. All right,
you.
Paul, thank you so much. Folks, we'll come back. We have one more segment with George Ray. I'm going to give you a URL. Get a pencil and paper handy, and coming out of this break, I'll give you a kind of a hub of all the Texas A&M fruit and nut resources, and it's a fairly short URL, but you'll need to write it down. We tell you right now about the book offer that I have, and book and magazine offer. As I am finishing up, we intend to print Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening. It'll be printed in San Antonio. I am self-publishing this. Just tired of dealing with publishers, very candidly. And we have a three-person team. The editor of my magazine, Carolyn Skye, is the editor of my book. Cindy Smith, who has been doing wonderful work with my calendars for the last 8 or 9 years, is the graphic designer for my book, and she is amazing. This book has been so much fun to do, but the 12 to 14 hour days, 7 days a week that began in July are just about over, thank heavens. I'm going to be working all afternoon today on photo editing for the final chapter of the book. I've already turned in all of the text. We'll do proofreading, some final arrangements of reorganizing things, table of contents, those things, and then it goes to the publisher. If you want the lowest price, the pre-print price, you need to call right now. This book will not be sold in stores. $24.95. Once we print, the price will go up, and it's delayed by a couple weeks because I found out why. Book is 80 or 90 pages longer than we expected it to be. I just hadn't been adding up the chapters. Well, hold to that $24.95 price, but it will go up when we print. $36.90 is the price if you'd like to add a subscription to my magazine, new or renewal. That's half price on the magazine. I've never done it at half price. But when you buy it with the brand new book at the discounted price, $36.90 is the total price. $7 postage on the book either offer. Satisfaction guaranteed on both offers, or I'll refund every penny. You must call before 10. Office closes at 10 today. They'll stay around a couple minutes after that. 800-752-GROW. You can also buy online at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, 1-800-752-4769. Call before 10.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control, from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's B-I-Z-Z-Y-B-E-E-S.
One of the things you may not expect to see when you go into a stone yard to buy boulders and river rock and landscaping stone and ledge stone and flagstone and wall stone and interlocking concrete paver stone and all of that is a really cordial sales team. Whiz Q Stone, in that respect, will surprise you. 22 acres of beautiful stone and about one-fourth of an acre of beautiful people, really friendly people. I have always felt that a company reflects itself from the top down, and Mike Wisna and his son Derek, they're smiling people. They are leaders in the nursery industry, they're leaders in their community, and their people are so good. You call them sometime, and you'll hear a smile and a voice. This is Whiz Q Stone. They're the best in stone. They are great people. Southeast Fort Worth, that's at 4501 East East Loop 820 South, 4501 East Loop 820 South, 817-429-0822. Open 6 days a week, 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com, whiz-q.com. It's Whiz Q Stone.
Our 19th Annual Home Landscape School, all day Saturday, February 15 in Plano. Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will teach you principles of great landscape design, the best plants to use, and how to use them effectively. Leave with a working drawing of your project. We give you a one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional Saturday or Sunday, March 1 or 2. Seating is limited. One person, $199. Two people, $239. 1-800-752-GROW or online, neilsperry.com.
Traffic can be bad any time of day. That's why we check on it every hour, every day. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
We've been talking about trees a lot today and a lot of pecan tree questions, dead branches here and there. I'll tell you, the people who do my pecan tree work at my home, that's Arborological Services. I'm not climbing 40 feet in the air. No way. Never did. Don't intend to start now. Arborological Services. And the other reason that I would call them, even if I loved climbing, is because they know everything about those trees, not just pecans, big oaks, and all the other trees. They have a dozen or more International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth area. College-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. Two of their people have been selected as Arborists of the Year for the state of Texas. They have a plant pathology lab in house at Arborological Services. They do everything from routine and complete tree management all the way to heroic tree saving and when it happens, even tree removal when there is a major problem. Their phone number is 866-552-7267. The only people who will ever touch my trees, it's Arborological Services, arborological.com, 866-552-7267. I promised you a URL that has a lot of great information. It's kind of a hub, a collection resource from the Texas A&M website. Here, I'm going to give it to you twice, and then we're going to move on. aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu/fruit-nut/. Okay. aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu/fruit-nut/. And that'll give you all the fruit and nut resources of all the different fruit crops you might want to try. George Ray, let's go through your top 10 list. You can start with number one. What is that? Best fruit varieties for North Texas.
Okay, as you drive across Texas, you look on the hill. My goodness, there's an old homestead. Look, there's still some fruit trees living. These are the ones that never die, have good quality, and will be with you forever. Number one, Orient pear. Number two, Methley plum. Number three, and this is a new one on the list, Ouachita blackberry. O-U-C-H-I-T-A, Ouachita blackberry. Eureka persimmon. Champanelle grape. Celeste fig.
Hang on.
Okay.
I'll start
at the top. Orient pear, Methley plum, Ouachita blackberry, Eureka persimmon, Champanelle grape, Celeste fig, Caddo pecan. Now we have it by region. Dallas, Red Globe peach, Waco harvester peach, College Station June gold peach. Okay. Oh, in East Texas, Black Beauty muscadine. East Texas, Tiff Blue Blueberry in containers, Awari Satsuma. That's my top 10 list. There are 11 in it.
I love it. It's a little extra measure. All right, we have 2 minutes. We have two calls. Jimmy in North Richland Hills, hurry, please. Peach tree question.
Yes, Neil. I have two peaches, a nectar peach, 8 years old, a East Texas white peach. Can't find my label on it.
All right, question.
Both of them bloom profusely, but I get no fruit. They get about the size of a silver dollar, maybe a little larger. They stop growing about the time that they should be coming off. They just drop to the ground. All right. I sprayed last year twice.
Let's see what George Ray has. Hang on.
Well, Jimmy, I'm going to go fast, Jimmy. Here's what you do with peaches. Rule number one, you need to take 75 to 80% of the tree off every year. Leave a lot of red one-year-old shoots. That's big-time pruning. Okay, the second thing you do when all of these flowers get on, when the peaches are the smaller than a dime, you take a piece of PVC pipe and you beat them all off of the tree except one every 6 inches. That's the way you get fruit set and retention on peach trees. Prune heavy and thin heavy. Now, if you get hit by a freeze, you do nothing.
All right. Jimmy, thank you for the call. I hope that was helpful. Let's quickly try to get Bob at Lake Tawakoni. We have about 30 seconds. Bob, hurry.
Okay. How do I prevent brown rot on my peaches?
Good. All right.
Okay. You go down to the store and you buy a basic fungicide, fruit spray fungicide. And you start at pink bud. When the buds are just pink, you spray the fungicide. I had a commercial orchard for 20 years. I sprayed every Monday afternoon, every Monday night. So you got to spray every week, at least every 2 weeks, and that will prevent the brown rot on your peaches.
A lot of good information at Aggie Horticulture.
If it starts raining, you spray every 4 days.
George Ray, we're out of time. A lot of that's on the Aggie Horticulture website. Thank you all. Lee Rise, a great job running everything for us. George Ray, you're wonderful. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. We will have podcasts from these 2 hours up on my website, neilsperry.com, tomorrow. Happy gardening.